I'm Susan Sutton, editor of ASI, and thanks for tuning in to this edition of Bonding with ASI. We're joined today by Michelle Merks, who's president of the Pressure Sensitive Tape Council. Michelle, welcome.
Thanks, Susan. Thanks for having me.
Sure. We were all sad to hear that Tape Week had to be unfortunately canceled this year due to COVID-19, but the good news is it's been rescheduled for May 3rd to the 6th, 2021. Can you share some highlights of what attendees might expect to see next year in Orlando?
With pleasure. Absolutely. Yes, indeed. As you said, unfortunately, we had to move it out. We did decide not to postpone it, but rather cancel the entire event since it's quite comprehensive from a program perspective and different activities. So we thought it was best to move it out an entire year and do it right in 2021. Indeed, some of the highlights of what could have expected and what now one can expect in the 2021 Tape Week is actually a nice array of different activities. It's always based on education and technical. That remains sort of the backbone of the PCC. So we'll have the tape university, the fundamentals class, the advanced tape class are still part of it. We have a whole bunch of very specific technical papers that will be presented during the week. Newly added last year are the more market-driven segments. So we started with building and construction, more from an application and market perspective and industry perspective, seminar and speaker perspective, and we're adding transportation, specifically automotive, to that as we move forward. And then there's a whole bunch of networking and other poster sessions woven into that week. So it's a four full-day week of a whole bunch of various activities that we can look forward to.
What are some of the other activities that you at the PSTC are working on for this year?
Okay. So to go back to the backbone of education and technical, let me start with that. So education committee and the education activities are founded, and particularly we continue to update our overall curriculum with changing and or new relevant techniques and developments in the pressure-sensitive world for various applications. We also are exploring and are moving forward with adding to, instead of having the traditional classroom courses of the fundamentals and the advanced classes, we are going online and more on an on-demand online virtual class, so it can be done at a flexible time level for participants, and also on a more frequent, higher frequency in the course of a given year. And I'm also in process to create a PSTC university where member companies can leverage fundamentals and advanced courses of pressure-sensitive adhesives, again, mostly from a technical perspective, but also from an application perspective, and use that to their company's advantage to support the hire of new employees, of orientation of new employees, as well as development on career paths. So those are a couple of the key educational parts. The technical committee, technical-driven, they continue to update our papers, the contents, and the course curriculum with a whole bunch of changing and new relevant techniques and developments as we experience in our world. Then there's the regulatory, or now called the EHNS, the Environmental Health and Safety Committee. They're constantly updating and providing the membership updates with elements on regulatory affairs, as the MACT and the EPA and OSHA-related matters, but also they guide the members on trade and tariff-related issues. And, of course, most recently also we keep the organization, that committee keeps the organization abreast on any COVID-19 best practices, regulatory matters, state-related matters, et cetera. And last but not least is the marketing, the outreach program that probably has changed most of all the committees most severely over the last couple of years from an angle and a goal perspective, where we for the longest time were sort of marketing to ourselves amongst the members, both suppliers and manufacturing members. And since about 2-3 years, we have taken that marketing carefully to the outside to do it bit by bit is the careful part, so more building it up. And so I mentioned before the building and construction applications. We're reaching out now to transportation, automotive engineers and decision makers. And so we're making the community of PSEC through this outreach program a lot larger and a lot more hopefully well-known. That's the intent from a brand perspective and what TAPE and what the PSEC companies can do for various markets. Let me stop there because I know that was a mouthful. So see if you have any questions on that.
There's a lot going on.
That's right.
You mentioned COVID-19 briefly, and it's certainly causing myriad problems around the world. How is the pandemic affecting the pressure-sensitive tape industry, and how is the PSTC responding?
Right. Thanks. Yeah, indeed. Unfortunately, and no pun intended, we are, as an industry, not immune to the impact of COVID-19 either. It does affect not only globally various regions, in not just North America, but the PSEC's focus on, but our sister organizations in Europe, Afera, Katja in China, Tata in Taiwan and Jetma in Japan, so we're in constant contact with our sister organizations. And yeah, the businesses we serve here in North America, most of our member companies, both affiliate and manufacturing members, a vast number have operations or serve markets overseas. So again, geographically, it affects all of us in some way. It also affects almost all the industries, the various industries. Some positive in terms of sales impact for packaging, but others negative in terms of companies and businesses that have been shuttered for a while. So it certainly has a severe impact on all the businesses. More on a personal matter, and that's how the PSEC has approached the updates, if you will, and the helping hand to our memberships here, first and foremost, is try to find and provide best practices for the health and safety of all our members. So most companies, of course, have their own information on that and taking, of course, the right actions as they should per location and per site. But as an industry guidance, if you will, we don't want to assume anything, and we constantly, on a weekly basis, update the organization with best practices, things that have changed, et cetera. So we're doing that, providing the relevant CDC information, state-specific information, and we're also asking our members, you know, to share as best as they can their best practices and things they do that have worked or maybe not worked so well. So we can share that with our members and keep each other abreast on how it impacts.
Okay.
We also, as a last note, by the way, from an additional sort of servicing perspective, and on top of the health and safety matters, we also provide various information seminars or webinars on the industry and economic insights as far as the impact on COVID-19 is concerned, or best guesstimations on that. And we work closely with companies such as ITR Economics and Bracewell, who help us provide, you know, again, that insight to our membership.
Right. Lots of information people are taking in these days.
Yeah, indeed. And so we're also mindful on that note that we're not, you know, overloading all our members, because everybody from very different angles gets a lot of information about, you know, the impact on COVID-19. So we're trying to stay measured, you know, in our approach and try to provide as relevant and measured information as we possibly can and not overload our members either.
Well, your role as PST president is going to come to an end this year. What are some highlights that come to mind as you kind of look back?
Thanks. Yeah, indeed. In October, during the fall meeting, we have the official change of the guard, and Joe Tucci from IPG will take over the reign. He'll be a great new president, and the organization is lucky to have him. I very much and still enjoy my role as president. I'll continue to be on the board, and really the looking back, or beginning to look back, if you will, I would say it sounds a little mundane, perhaps, but it's truly a great pleasure to work with a great board of the PCC and a great set of very competent and willing committee members, chairmen and their teams, to do all the work and all the initiatives we talked about earlier. So it's just an awful lot of fun. It's fun to work with people who care. You know, they volunteer their time. So so the motivation and interest of these people is self driven, and so that makes, you know, my role a lot easier first and foremost, but also just a lot of fun, and I've learned an awful lot. If there's one, there's an awful lot of things that we, the organization, have done, and if there's one particular thing, I would say that I would highlight as a greatest change and possibly beginning success is the change in the marketing approach, as I referred to earlier, that we were, and it's taken a while. Where we have taken about 3 years ago, like I said, the approach from a more internal technical perspective to an outreach program to very specific markets, and we continue to build on that. And I think that that will serve the BSTC for many years to come. It's a constant update and adjustment on how we can, you know, do that successfully as a trade association, vying for time with other industries, in particular decision makers like engineers or architects or designers, et cetera, in the building and construction, automotive, and various other industries. But I think that the build up of and the change of again beginning to put PCC more on an external map and having great vehicles in place to now take advantage of that is probably a great success for the PCC for the years to come.
Well, Michelle, thanks again for talking with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. I hope you all stay safe and healthy.
Thanks. You too. These days, that's important.
Thanks so much.
Sure. If you're interested in learning more, visit PSTC online at www.pstc.org.